in this sitting, I like to do just a short metta meditation to start with. I explained everything yesterday, so we can go straight on the phrases and the actual practice. And then after a while, you can just either continue doing metta if you feel that that feels good, or just go back to the vipassana practice. So take a comfortable posture that you can hold for a while. And take a couple of deep breaths. And relax on the out-breath. See that the body is really relaxed and that you land on your cushions or chairs. Contact Mother Earth beneath you that supports us. And put your attention at the heart center in the middle of the chest. You can even put your hand there if you want to. Connect with your heart, with your emotional center. I find that very helpful. But that's all a personal preference. And then think about or visualize or remember something, someone, somewhere, somewhat that you really like. Something that you find really pleasant. If it's a person, a friend, a pet, a cat, a dog, sister, brother, parents, beautiful landscape, forest, tree. It can be just about anything that can bring a small smile into your face when you remember it. So then keep also that little smile and think about this, whatever it is, pleasant thing. There is a monk in Australia called, his name is Ajahn Brahmavamsa, or Ajahn Brahm, short. And he's really, he has a lot of talks on the internet, and he can be a really funny, very humorous guy. And he, I mean, metta isn't that easy for everyone, actually, to find this feeling of kindness and friendliness. And so he used to visualize a kitten, an imaginary kitten, or a little cat movie from the internet or something, or some really cute little kitten. And so I think if this world famous monk can have an imaginary kitten as his meta subject to start with, then you can have just about anything. So if you start feeling, if you remember something pleasant and you have that little smile, so maybe you also feel a little, some little warm feeling in your heart, mind. And you can start turning that warm feeling towards yourself. And think about something you would like to have in your life. Maybe it's happiness, some kind. So may I be happy? May I be healthy? May I live with ease? That's some of the traditional phrases. And as we did yesterday from the Karaniya Metta Sutta, the Buddha's words about metta practice. May I be peaceful, calm, wise, and skillful. May I be content and easily satisfied. May I be straightforward and gentle in speech. So may I live my life with some ease. May my health be as good as possible. You can use whatever phrases you like. You can make up your own phrases. As long as you wish something good for yourself, some good emotions, some happiness in your life in some form or another. Some friendliness or some kindness. May my practice go well. May I find wisdom. May I be awakened. May I develop concentration. You can also wish things about your practice. And it's not a selfish thing to wish good for yourself, because it's also for everyone else. If you feel good, you will spread this goodness around you. So you shouldn't think that it's some sort of selfish ego thing. It's really for the benefit of everyone that we feel as good as possible. And then when we have wished these good things for ourselves, we can open up to other people. For example, everyone here that we have shared this retreat and this practice with. May all the people here on this retreat be happy and peaceful and wise and skillful and calm and contented, straightforward and gentle in speech, especially good to think about tomorrow when we're breaking the silence, to be gentle with yourselves and others. So we let this feeling of kindness and friendliness spread to everyone here, all the human beings on the retreat, all the little animals, cats, mosquitoes, worms in the earth, flowers, plants, the lake, everything around here. We can shower with some feelings of kindness and friendliness and appreciation. And the owner of this place who created this little paradise here, we can send some metta to him. So many little details that are really nice and some funny. So we think about this place and all its inhabitants with some kindness and friendliness, with metta. May all the people and beings in this place feel happy and peaceful. May they be wise and skillful. May they have a good life. And then we can spread this feeling of metta to all beings in the whole universe. Or may all beings in this universe be at ease. May all beings be honest and not deceive one another. May all beings respect and be kind to each other. May all beings wish each other well. So it's not only us wishing them well, they also wish each other well. So this is spreading rings of metta from each person to all other people. It's like a hologram. So may all beings be happy and peaceful and healthy, and have good lives, good meditation practice, become wise, and become awakened. So now you can either continue doing metta in your own way, thinking about whoever you want, some friend, for example, or your parents, or specific people that you want to send metta to. Or you can just continue with the ordinary vipassana practice. be aware of the breath and the sensations. So it's up to you what you want to do.